Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbur, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbur will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. So we're going to see in the first 8 chapters how they took the gospel throughout Jerusalem. Okay? Then we'll see them being witnesses in Judea and Samaria in chapter 8 through 12. Okay? And then you will see the witness to the uttermost part of the earth in chapter 13 through chapter 28. So that's your outline of the book there. How they're going to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and then to the uttermost part of the earth. Uttermost part of the earth. Now, let me just ask a heavy question. I don't want it to be too heavy. So put your thinking caps on. Why did God save you and then leave you here on this earth? Why he just didn't save you and say, come on home and be with me in glory? That's it. See how we done made it so complicated? We go around, I don't know what God want me to do. He wants you to be. See, understand you got to be something. Most of us focus on the doing. Notice, he didn't tell them go do witnessing. He said, you shall be. Why do a dog bark? That's his nature. Why do a cat meow? Why do a pig like slop? That's his nature. In the same way, a true spirit-filled person, it's their nature just to talk about Jesus. You don't even have to try. It just comes out. That's your nature. He gives you the Holy Ghost to talk about Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Yeah. It comes out of you. It just comes, because that's who you are. Just like a dog bark, it comes out of you to say something about Jesus, to say something. Yeah. 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 All right. Let's look at chapter 1 right quick, and then we'll be done tonight. I just want to look at chapter 1. You'll see that in chapter 1 we have the assurance of Jesus Christ. Jesus has given his disciples some assurance. And so Luke now is writing to his friend, and he's telling him, he's picking up from verse 2, he says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. For why Jesus, once he was raised from the grave, why did he just hang out with the disciples for 40 more days? Why he just didn't go ahead and say, all right, I'll see y'all later, alligator. I got to go. I came down here and I done died. I done finished my job. And so I'm gone. I'm out of here. Right? He did rise again, but after he rose again, why did he hang out 40 days? That's over a month. All right. A lot of times, 1 or 2 days. See, if Jesus showed up in this room tonight, you'll start wondering, was that really Jesus? You see, on an appearance, because that was just an appearance. But if you've seen him for 40 days, because when you read over there, even in the Great Commission that we was talking about, it says they went up to Galilee and they saw him, but some doubted. This ain't Jesus. See, they doubt. But after seeing him for the next 40 days, that's Jesus. That's really Jesus. Yeah. And so Jesus had to prove to them. Listen, because see, one of the reasons that many church folks don't witness for Christ is they haven't really had a personal experience with Christ. Yeah. When you done really had a personal experience, you're ready to die for that. Because you know without a shadow of doubt that did happen. Yeah. You done had a personal experience. It's just like answered prayer. When God done answered prayer over and over and over again, you know that I was in this situation and I prayed and God heard my prayer. I know it's a God. You see, can't nobody tell you that God ain't real. He answered your prayer. You was in a tight situation. Didn't nobody even know it. Only God knew this. So only God could have answered it. You see, in other words, you done tried God. And when you done tried him and he done came through for you, man, you know. Yeah. You done had a personal experience. And I don't care what anybody say. I know it was real. Yeah. So when you know God is real, you'll tell it. And you ain't ashamed to tell it. Yeah. And when you really, really believe this Bible and your faith that's in this Bible, it removes fear. Yeah, it removes fear. It removes fear. Yeah, a lot of times people say, Pastor's a bold preacher. I ain't scared to die. Amen. Some folks scared to die. I ain't scared to die. I'm more afraid to live than I am to die. Amen. Why? Because I know where I'm going. Amen. I know where I'm going. You know, what happened to Reverend Nelson, I said, man, Lord, that's if I had a request of how to leave, that's how I would want to leave. I would want to come to church, go to Sunday school, preach, and then go home and die. Yeah, I want to go and do my job and then go and take me on home. Amen. I don't want to stay down here and suffer too long. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, lay down, and then you wake up, you're in heaven. See, I believe the Bible. The Bible even says that Jesus done took the sting out of death. You ain't gonna feel it when you die. Yeah. You just, it's, I mean, it's, it happens faster than the bat of an eye. By the time you done batted your eyes, you in heaven. Mm-hmm. You see that? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. So I ain't scared to die. Amen. I'd just be scared to live because you got these crazy people down here.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. You see what I'm saying? You go out there trying to drive your car. Folks messing with you, do driving, trying to drive.
Amen.
Folks cutting you off, acting all crazy out there in the parking lot and stuff. And you don't know what folks got. You just don't know what folks got. Amen. You don't know what's on people's mind. And keep in mind today, we are living in a day and age where demons are taking over people's mind. How these different family members are killing one another and they're having these blackouts and, you know, they can't remember and stuff. A couple of months ago, this man was jogging out there at White Rock Lake, and then this fella killed him, and he don't understand why he killed him, and got somebody's cell phone and called the police and said, "Hey, I just killed somebody." You see, what happened to his mind? You see, old folks used to say the devil done got in that person. We don't say that today, but the devil is in these people. When you got the Holy Ghost, you can even feel strange vibes around folks. The demonic is so powerful in some of these people. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a shame that, was it yesterday or Monday, the lady ended up killing herself, the husband. The wife ended up killing herself. Yeah. So we are living in a day and age that we got to get this word out. We got to get people filled with the word. Because when you're not filled with the word, it's like Jesus gave that illustration of that man that the demons went on a vacation. And when they came back, he had cleaned up his life, but he didn't have the Holy Ghost on the inside of him. And that's what's happening. The devil is fooling a lot of people. They're thinking that they saved, but they just cleaning up their life while the devil done went on a vacation. But when the devil come back, Amen. He come back, and they are seven times worse because he's bringing seven other demons worse than him. And that's what's happening to people. Yeah, see, when a person is really saved, I'm talking about really, really saved, your life is totally changed. All this coming to church and your life remain the same, and you're going bragging about the big church that you're going to. No. When you really, really, really saved, man, you can't help but tell somebody. It's a new relationship. Yeah, just like when I got married and brought Sister Wilbert out here, I was telling everybody, "Hey, have you met my wife? How many times you going to introduce me to her, man?" You know, I forgot. You know, I didn't know. I'm excited about my wife. You see, I want everybody to meet her. Same thing when you got Jesus in your heart and you really excited. Particularly, that's how you know one thing when a person first gets saved. You witness more when you first get saved. Yeah. It's just like when you done found a church that you really like. You telling everybody. You on the phone. "Child, you better come on over in the Bible Way Community Baptist Church." Hello, somebody. Is I'm right about it? Is I'm right about it? Amen. You thought when you found Bible Way that was the best thing since sliced bread?
Changed my life.
You went around telling folks, "Man, it done changed my life." And that's how I know this thing is real. Because when I look at some of your lives, I can see lives that has been changed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Many of us got some history in here together. Yeah, yeah. And I saw you when you first came through the door. And you don't look nothing like you did when you first came through the door. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But the assurance of Jesus Christ, so Jesus assured them, now listen to what Jesus says here in verse number 4-8. Jesus says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait. Somebody said, wait. For the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. What do it mean to be baptized? Oh, my goodness. How do you know a person that's been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Let's say that baptism pool up there. Let's say a person got a white baptism gown on. And I say, now I'm going to baptize you, but I'm going to baptize you in red dye. I'm going to baptize you in red dye. And when you come out of this baptism pool, folks gonna know it. Now, they got a white garment on. When they come out of that baptism pool, how would folks know that they done been baptized?
It's gonna be red.
That garment is gonna be red. That's what we are talking about when Jesus says, I'm gonna baptize you in the Holy Ghost. When you are baptized, that means that you are immersed. It's like the Holy Ghost is here, and you done been put in the Holy Ghost. So when you come out, you got the Holy Ghost. In other words, you done been soaked in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and the Holy Ghost places you where he wants you in the body of Christ. So you soaked in the Holy Ghost, and you soaked in the church. You are in the church. How do you know a person is into football? Huh? They always talking about football. Man, did you see, today talking about their favorite team. Did you see the Dallas Cowboys or San Francisco 49? They talking about their team. They into football. How you know a person is into the stories? They always talking about, you know, Days of Our Life and the Young and the Restless and Search for Tomorrow. Now I went way back then. As the World Turned, The Edge of Night. Now that's when I was a little bitty boy. They was watching it. Yeah, my sister and them say, no, you can't go outside until the edge of night go out. Oh, when is that going to go off? Lord have mercy. But that's how you know. So how do you know a person is really into Christ? Yeah, whatever you done been baptized into, that just comes out of you. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. These disciples was totally different. Scared Peter. We're gonna see next week he's gonna get the Holy Ghost and scared Peter is gonna stand up before them same folks and preach to them and tell them about themselves. See, that's the problem that we have today. We are living in the day and age where the ministers want to dress down and say, oh, see, I was trying to be conservative on Sunday. I could have easily, you know, pulled off that little Michael Jackson stuff. See, I was trying to keep it, trying to keep it clean. That's why I went with Michael rather than coming with Jay-Z and stuff. Hello, somebody. All these modern guys, I say, Lord, have mercy. I'll get in trouble going before the throne of grace with these modern guys. I can't even mop these modern guys in church because they're so radical. Amen. Amen. And see what done happened today in the church. We done got this dress down approach. Not only just in dress wear, in attitude and everything, trying to blend in and be more like the disciples. I mean, be more like the people. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, just looking kind of any kind of way, you know, up there in the pulpit, the preacher, you know, with his shirt open, just looking any kind of way. Yeah. Yeah. You know, shirt out, blue jeans, cut up and what have you. Trying to blend in, trying to, you know, just blend in with the people today. No. If I was out in the world, when I come into church, I don't want to see somebody up in that pulpit looking like the world. Amen. And let me tell you something else. Folks out in the world, you can't fool them for long. Amen. They can spot a phony. Amen. They ain't look. You need to be yourself. They gonna spot the phonies in the church. Amen. Amen. Let me get my glasses and we'll go on and close this on out. Amen. Amen. We see the assurance of Christ. Christ says in verse 7, it is the disciples, they asked the question, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore unto us the kingdom of Israel? He says, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. So what we need to do, quit focusing so much on doing. I'm trying to get this person to do. I'm trying to get. No. Get them saved. I think we need to spend more time focusing on getting folks saved. Yeah, next year, that's going to be our focus. Because I want to get back to doing some soul winning, evangelism, getting folks saved. We're going to have to go toe-to-toe with the devil, y'all. Amen. Amen. Because, see, today churches done got into this mold of coming to church so you can be blessed. No. If you know Jesus, you already blessed. Right. You already got the best. You already got the best. Amen. Amen. See, you got to look at this thing from a war perspective. Them people over in Afghanistan, our soldiers that's over there in Afghanistan, they ain't trying to get a new car, a house. You know what they're trying to do? Let's go on and finish this mission. Let's go on out here and finish this mission so we can get back home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They focusing on the mission. In the same way, that should be our attitude. We need to focus on this mission so we can go home. Yeah. That should be our... Lord have mercy. I'm not going to be even finished chapter 1 tonight. Lord have mercy.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the study that you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come by and visit us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bobaway Community Baptist Church. And remember, until next time, take a deeper look in the book.